Hello, and welcome to Pop a la Carte number 98. This week, we're going to be talking about shows being back, because the show's back.
Yay, shows!
We have some Jane Austen talk, basically.
Of course
is
we
it,
do.
Does it really count as Jane Austen, though?
I mean, it's like adjacent. A Jane Austen adjacent. Plus, it has sped me off into my Jane Austen, you know, reawakening.
So that's great. Okay. And then some movie recap.
Yeah.
Or reviews.
Reviews, yeah. I won't spoil the endings. I'll just tell you about the movies.
Because I haven't seen them either, yes. So she definitely doesn't want to spoil them. All right. I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
Okay, so we're actually going to start with Spider-Man, because even though it's, like, way late now,
Valerie's the expert.
I have to say something. No, but it... Obviously, I am referring to the fact that he is back in the MCU for at least one of his own movies.
And then
a appearance in somebody else's
movie. Okay, okay.
Or a group movie. We don't know.
Right.
But, which I'm obviously very, very happy about. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny because everybody responded to it with, like, okay, these are the ways they can write him out. I'm like, they didn't actually say they're writing him out. They could, but I think
it's like a wait and see basis.
I think they're gonna see if they can work together. Mm-hmm. And if Apple buys Sony, it'll all be a moot point anyway.
Right.
Because that's the rumor, right? Like, Apple wants to buy a studio. Mm-hmm. And if anybody buys a studio that owns or that has the rights to a Marvel property, it reverts back to Marvel. Mm-hmm. So we can all hope that happens. And I don't feel bad hoping that happens. In the same way that, like, Disney buying Fox was terrible because it's two studios merging, this is just Apple wants to own a studio.
Right.
So, hopefully that would mean nobody really loses their job.
Right. It just means more money for...
Yeah.
Marvel. Yeah. Or Disney.
Yeah. Because they'll get Spider-Man back. But anyway, I'm happy, and I'm so not surprised that they said it's going to be in 2021, which now means we will have four Marvel movies
in 2021. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. There's 11 Marvel things.
It's like one every quarter.
Coming out in the next 2 years.
Wow.
And only four of them are next year. Mm. So seven of the year after.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Sony have done, these two movies were 2 years, so it didn't surprise me that it's only been another 2 years.
I mean, it's good, too, because, like, at some point, those kids are not going to look like they should be in high school anymore. Because
some of them already are starting to not look like they should be in high school. Matt made a joke when we watched it again that maybe that's why they crashed the guy who looks like he's, like, in his late 20s as Brad, because it's, like, looks way older than him.
Yeah.
He looks way older than a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was part of their class and he hadn't been zapped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no.
No, that's not. But when we watched the special features on Far From Home, it was kind of, it was only a few days, maybe a week after they had announced that they were going to work together after all. And
the reunion.
And it really was awkward because you're sitting there like, even though now you know he is in the MCU still and it's fine at least for a little while. Mm-hmm. It was awkward because there were times of, like, we can't wait to see where he goes in the MCU now, or, like, that he's so important in the MCU, and I'm like, what were they gonna do? Because this was made before they made the deal, it had to have been, so they were gonna release this, and everybody was gonna be like, we hate you even more, because now...
awkward times.
Yeah!
That is super weird, like, they had taken that, like, edited it out. I mean, I remember as if this was, like, many moons ago. I was editing this interview with the teachers, J.B. Smoove and Martin Starr.
Yeah.
And that was during the time that they were separated. So, like, so many of the questions were, like, what are you going to do outside of the MCU? And now that's not relevant anymore. I'm like, delete this question, you know? Just take out this sentence so that
this has all changed.
Exactly.
So
this is no longer matters.
And the fact that, like, basically Tom Holland made it happen is really sweet. Like, I mean, that shows some, like...
dedication?
And cojones. That, like, he, you know, he basically... apparently, because even Tom Holland doesn't have Bob Iger's phone number. So, apparently, he called somebody and was like, can I have Bob Iger's phone number or email? And then Bob was like, sure, yeah, he can have my, you know, like...
yeah.
Because Bob Iger was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, so my people kind of protect me. So, yeah, he's like, yes, he can have my number. Yeah. Like, what am I going to say? No, Tom Holland. He said he cried.
Tom Holland
cried? He said Tom Holland cried.
That's
on the
so
phone.
Cute. what?
He was like, you don't understand like the, how important this is to people. And yeah. like, they're really invested. They're like, please just try.
Yeah.
And then, like, Bob Iger, the most powerful man in Hollywood.
Right.
And one of the most powerful men in the country, really. Mm-hmm. Was then like, okay, Sony, we need to make this happen because.
For Tom Holland.
For Tom Holland's sake. Let's just try.
Who could say no to Tom Holland's little puppy dog eyes?
I know. Although, did you see? So he's shaved his head.
He went bald.
For the new Russo's yeah. film, Cherry, I think it's called.
Oh, I didn't know the name of it.
Somebody made the joke, because I saw some people mm-hmm. saying he looks like Eminem's younger brother, and somebody was like, he looks like Eminem's younger brother, Skittles.
Eminem's Skittles.
I don't know why it's funny.
That
but it's
is funny,
funny
though. What I saw was people saying he looked like 11 in season one of Stranger Things.
He does! Right! I see that more. I actually see that more.
I was like, oops.
Yeah.
But yeah. Poor Tom Stop. Poor yeah. Tom Holland.
But now okay. So, is he going to appear in one of the movies we already know about?
Mm.
That's part of mm-hmm. phase four. I was like, which phase are we on? And then I was like, well, it's going to be Doctor Strange. Because he and, like, in the comics, they have...
Right.
I was like, if it's going to be anybody, that's the one that would make the most sense. Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be... He'll have his movie, which has to deal with...
Him being, like, on the run?
Him being on the run.
Yeah.
And being outed. And then he makes an appearance in another movie, and that's when they could write him out if they had to.
I mean, yeah, it's... Hopefully they don't write him out.
I love that people are being like, they could write his entire, like, school and all his characters somehow end up in another universe. And I was like, that's just really stupid. I'd rather they just, like, pretend
yeah.
that
yeah.
he doesn't hang out with us anymore.
I mean, I think that, like, what they could do is help, like, push him towards getting out of the situation in someone else's movie, right? Like, mm-hmm. a subplot in someone else's movie. And then in the next movie, they could close out the saga with him being like, I am your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So then the future Sony movies would be friendly neighborhoodness, right?
Yeah.
Or if they, I think, because I feel like it would be better to close out his arc with his own movie, basically. Whereas if yeah. they do his movie first and then do an appearance, I would imagine they want to keep him around, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, okay, bye guys.
So it depends on if we see him on a yeah, set or yeah. not. Well, he just shaved his hair off. I can't imagine. It depends on how fast his hair
that's
goes.
That's true, that's true. Or a wig, a really bad wig. Oh, a wig because he's undercover. He's trying.
Oh, there you go.
He's trying to hide.
Put him in something blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
Make him a redhead. See how what Tom.
And then like
looks
they just
like
make jokes the whole time about how horrible he looks. Until his hair grows back.
But adjacent to this and mm-hmm. kind of related, because Feige in his statement
mm-hmm.
when it was announced that okay, yes, we made a compromise, said something that intimated that basically Sony made them agree to kind of sort of acknowledge their
oh right
the their other movies. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Thunderbolt Ross has been seen on the Black Widow set,
mm-hmm.
which Matt is speculating. What if he's there to recruit? What's her face? The other Black Widow. I'm blanking mm-hmm. on her name.
I do not know her name, but I
can't remember
her name. I knew who you mean.
I know, yeah. I'm like, I know her name, but I can't remember. I'm going to
yeah.
remember it later. But anyway, what if he's there to recruit her for the Thunderbolts?
Oh, that would be interesting.
Which, I believe Matt said Venom is a part of it.
Mm.
So huh. that could be a way to, because, and you don't even have right. to do necessarily Tom Hardy Venom, or even that version. Like, you could
right,
do Tom Hardy Venom, but not that Venom.
Right.
Because you could just be like, well, different universes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, that's the one thing Mysterio was right about. There are other universes, because mm-hmm. we're going to get other universes.
Yeah.
But, so that would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
That huh. could be an interesting thing to do.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Because we don't have a team-up movie.
Right.
Coming up.
Not one, yeah, not one coming up.
Not an Avengers-style team-up movie.
Yeah.
People are teaming up, but it's not the same.
Right. And there's just, like, groups of people.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
we're not combining the different worlds.
Yeah. Either that or Young Avengers is the thing everybody.
Younger, yeah. I feel like
because we are getting some of the characters.
Yeah, but it feels like a Disney Plus thing at the moment. You know, I don't know. I feel like Kate Bishop is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, and so is Kamala.
And so is Kamala. Yeah, I was like, who else is even in Young Avengers? America Chavez. Like everywhere else that we're not really seeing yet. But the yeah. idea of it, just like because I would love to see it on the big screen. But then again, Disney Plus, it's like they're going back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it could
and
easily,
the TV shows are all going to be, like...
Just the one shots, right?
Well,
like
they're...
10 episodes and then done?
Yeah. Well, but also, they're going to have the budget of a big screen.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're spending a fortune. Yes, like
they have the money to burn. So
yes, they do. They have their Disney money to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, quite.
It's a thought.
I like
it. All I know is everybody else seems convinced that it will be to write him out, and I'm like, I don't think that's not what they said.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I think they're gonna see.
Yeah. That's what I was.
Everybody's hoping Apple will buy them, and then it won't even matter. It won't even matter anymore. Yeah. It'll be like, fine.
So, but would Apple want Sony without? Like, what does Sony have? Or they just want it, like,
I think they just want a studio.
No. Okay.
That I did, because I saw there, was it Hollywood Reporter or Variety? I don't know. One of them was writing an article. I think it was Variety, because I think they were the ones who broke the news.
Yeah.
In like March, that it sounded like Apple were doing it because they're obviously building up their television side, but they don't have any kind of base. Like,
right.
There's what, three shows or something? Who's going to pay for three shows? Right.
I mean, like, even like just like using Twitter as a basis, like, I see like the ad, the you know, tweets, and it's like the show with like Jennifer Aniston and someone else who's really important whose name I can't even remember now. But
is that the one with Renee Zellweger?
Maybe it is. And it's like,
no, not
24 likes.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. And it's like 24 likes. And I was like, okay, well, no one cares. No one understands.
I think they have one from Chris Evans coming up. And I'm like, wild. I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's wild.
There are other means.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, we always go back to this, that they're spreading themselves too thin with all these different streaming platforms, and no one can keep track of all of them.
Yeah. So. I'll be blunt. Like, they had that really great deal for Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. If you paid in advance, you got, what, like a year free or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do it.
Nope, I didn't do it.
Because they're going to launch with, what, The Mandalorian? Mm-hmm. I'll wait until it's done and watch the whole thing. And that's 12 weeks or however, 10 weeks in. I'm like, and then I could stop the subscription because what else are they going to have? Most of the movies that they would have that I want to, they're going to have, by the end of the year, they'll have 4 Marvel movies. That's it. Because they have to wait for the rights to revert back.
Right.
Well, I own all of them anyway. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I don't even have time. Like, even if I want. Yeah. Even like, if I want to use the Disney library. I don't have time for that.
I have a free subscription to Hulu. I have a press one. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever use it.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
I just got rid of my Hulu because I don't have a press one. Because I'm like, I'm poor. I have to get rid of something. First off, I didn't even know that I had Amazon Music, which I had to get rid of.
Oh.
Which, like, I have Amazon Prime, but then somehow I was paying $7.99 also for Amazon Music.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, isn't it, like, free with Prime? Like, what's happening? So I canceled Amazon Music, which I don't use.
Yeah.
And also Hulu. And of course, just as I canceled Hulu, I was like, I want to watch Four Weddings and a Funeral. So I had to. So.
Anyway, I watched something on Hulu the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we watched Cloak and Dagger recently, so that was good because we gave it finally like some ratings. Cloak and Dagger. Anyway, but I watched something on it the other day and I can't even remember. Oh, and I want to watch Harlots because that's on.
Right.
But I haven't seen the latest season yet. But yeah, I mean, on Netflix and Amazon Prime, I have. And I was watching it the other day when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I have that for the shipping because of my other business. So it's not actually, like it's fine. But
yeah, it's there, but it's not like.
Yeah, I don't have time. Streaming. We have all these other shows. I can't even tell you. We have a checklist that we started on my phone that in Keep of all the shows that we need to watch. And I think we've taken 3 off, but we added like 6 more. So yeah. Mr. Robot just started back up the other day,
right.
And I was, we're going to wait for that to end and just binge it, because we watched through only halfway through the last season, but I already got spoiled on something big that happens, because somebody was like, about this thing that happened to that person, and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. People are really bad with spoilers. I say, as someone myself who is very bad.
Well, and you can hide, like, I had to unfollow Entertainment Weekly completely.
Right, because they just,
they just put it, the minute the episode's over, they tell you, and it's like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Not everybody can watch it.
Not everyone is even, like, the same time zone, so it's like, some people have to wait a couple hours to watch anyway.
Yes.
That's so funny, though.
It's true. Yeah, that kept happening.
Yeah.
Because things on the CW, like Supernatural. Right. I don't stream it. I'd get spoiled on Supernatural an hour before I was going to watch it anyway.
Right.
It's like, really? Really? Wait.
So, yeah. But speaking of television shows.
Speaking of television that I just caught up on, because we did. We were 2 weeks behind, but we rushed to catch up on.
I'm very proud.
Sanditon.
Sanditon.
Why do I love this show?
Because it's just kind of like that, like, it's not even a bodice ripper, but it's like that kind of pleasure, right? That you it's get, like, the guilty pleasure of it. And it's gotten better. Like, it's gotten, like, legitimately better.
It has gotten better.
Because it started off and I was like, oof, but that's all right. I'm still watching. Now I'm, like, genuinely enjoying myself.
Yeah. Although, Matt and I don't usually talk during shows, and we talk a lot during. We're like, okay, so this is about to happen.
Yeah.
We're like, so this last week's episode, mm-hmm. as soon as they mentioned Eliza, we're like, well, obviously by the end of this episode, she's in the episode. Like, come on. Yeah. Obviously, that's going to become a thing.
Right.
One thing I did notice, so we, I think it was the episode after the doctor, the one with the doctor introduced, is when we really paid attention to the credits for the first time. And we were like, did they change it or we just never noticed that they had the part with him? So I've been watching it since then and you can see that there's things in it. And I noticed today, and I need to watch it again because maybe I'm completely wrong, but the last scene, mm-hmm. or the one of the last things they show looks like a wedding.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right because people tag, like the Tumblr tag for Sanditon is Hoppin. All right.
Oh, really?
People are all over
that. I should be
show.
All over that. So, I don't have Tumblr on my phone anymore.
But people have been mentioning, like, oh, at the wedding, at someone's wedding, this has got to happen. And I was like, why do you think someone's getting married? I guess that makes sense because of the wedding and the.
I think it's going to be Esther and Babington.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
And I'm totally rooting for them.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I was like, oh, I feel bad for that guy because incest. And now I'm like, no, Esther, get away from that toxic family. You be with Babington.
he loves you.
He does.
Like, he would be a nice person. Yeah. He genuinely seems like he would be. And maybe you don't love him, but I think you could learn to, like, be content.
Yeah, yeah. At the very least, like, he's clearly superior to being with your stupid brother.
Yes.
Come on. Which, like, I actually teared up in that scene, you know, where she's, like, crying about. Like, once she realizes, you know, that her brother betrayed her and was, like, hooking up with Clara and whatever. And then he comes, and I just love it. Like, the brother says some shit to Babington about her. And then, like, in any other story, right? Or this would be, like, the moment where he, like, misunderstands and is like, oh, Esther's bad. I don't want her anymore. Instead, he's like, I heard that your brother was talking shit, and I knew that I had to come and tell you that you were a beautiful tropical fish. And then... Your brother does not deserve you.
And I was like, oh, this is really nice, actually. Yeah. And that was when I was like, they're going to be the ones getting married.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes total sense. Because, yeah, okay, it definitely is not going to be Sydney and Charlotte after, one. Like, I will stay here because you make me a better person.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I like them much better now than I did at the
yes.
At the start, I was like, let's get this guy out of here. And
because even this episode, though, like, when he's at the end, when he was like, I think I'm the best me when I'm with you. And I'm like,
is that the
you
best you
really,
could do?
You're really, really horrible to her most of the time you've been with her.
Exactly. I'm like, if that's your best,
we're setting the bar really low here.
Yeah. But it is like, I mean, I'm glad he's like starting to see her worth. But yeah, it's like, they, you know, he gets, like, he explodes very easily. He's even, like, I just don't like his character. Like, even with his brother, he gets, like, so exasperated so easily. I'm like, listen, I know that your brother's annoying, but, like, can you just relax? Like,
tone it down a notch.
Yeah, especially because, like, with what's-her-face, Eliza, he seemed pretty chill. He was just like, hello, I am being a chill person here.
Yeah.
Was that just, like, showing no personality versus personality? Because I like your no personality better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so hard because I'm like, I like Mr. Stringer better. Also, I think he's hotter. But
well,
he's beautiful.
He is. He's very, very
absolutely. But he deserves better at this point.
Anyway, she's just not into him. Like,
no,
like,
she's not.
You know, you're the second male lead, my friend. I'm sorry. Go find someone else.
He deserves somebody who actually notices, like, she totally.
Right
over
right
him. I was
exactly.
Like.
Right over her head.
And she doesn't get it. And she's like, oh, you're seeing, you really are great at listening. And it's like, oh, that was just mean.
And he's also like, I was like, she's clearly not talking about you, my friend. Like,
yeah. <you're> like, she wouldn't be telling you this.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, you really are hopeful. And
exactly.
It's
poor babe.
At least he won the race. Yeah. Except that all the Matt and I were pointing out were like, except that it's a gentleman's race. He wouldn't have been allowed to enter.
Right. No, no.
But sure, we'll let it go.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they never win anyway. I was like, it's rigged to wait for the gentleman to win. And I'm like, that's not even, whatever, it's fine. I did love when Stringer was like, that's not the prize I was after. And Sydney's like, I didn't even realize this we had other competition. I'm very confused right now. Like, even Sydney's like, it? Not rate you as a...
It's like, what? I don't understand. But they got the cup and I was like, is that actually silver? Because that's more than they'll ever make in their lifetime.
Sell that shit.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. They're all dumb, is what they're all dumb. I like at least the youngest brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he was cute this episode.
He was like, really sweet with Georgiana.
I don't know where that randomly came from that he was like, I'm gonna go get Miss Lamb.
Yeah, but I was like, I guess he just like wanted her to feel better or something. Yeah. I mean, this isn't part of the book, so I know it's not like relevant to it. But I've read a couple of like completions of Sanditon. You know what I mean? Like basically Gambic, but yeah, other people finishing it, yeah. And in a couple of them, like, Arthur ends up with Georgiana. Someone was, like, expecting this. Although her name's just Miss Lamb. They just gave her a different name for some time, because in the actual fragment, she doesn't have a name yet. She's just Miss Lamb. So, anyway. Anyway.
Georgiana was a popular name at work.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I'm like, oh my god, that would be kind of... I just, like, can't even imagine it. But then in this scene where he's, like, she's, like, snipping at him, right, as she always does. Yeah. And he's just like, okay, cool. I'm like, yeah, all right, I can maybe see that.
I actually could have, like, yeah. I didn't think I shipped it, but I apparently kind of shipped it.
Because I felt like, Otis, you know, and her, I'm like, I feel so bad for her, but sometimes, like, obviously you cannot be with Otis now, so.
Yeah.
You know, we have to find someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season two.
When the sister, though, mm-hmm. is hilarious, because, like, the way she talks, I'm like, you do have two other brothers, you know that, right? Like,
and this is, like, her only
this
one.
This is her only brother, is the way she, because, like, Matt asked when she was, like, she said something about, like, my brothers are, like, mm-hmm. in the lead.
Yeah.
Matt was like, did she say her brother or brothers? And I was like, brothers, but, I mean, she could
just be saying one.
She said my brother's boat, so it could be the singular.
Right. Unclear.
Yeah.
Unclear. Oh. I guess it's, like, the one that she's, like, kind of, like, raising him, you know, right?
They're basically married.
Right.
But so it would be nice if one of them got married, but then it's gonna be sad.
Yeah, because she'll be sad. She's all alone.
Yeah,
maybe she'll come live with them. Oh god.
Oh god.
But yeah, it's like because it's obviously very much like they're hypochondriacs, or she's a hypochondriac and she, like, you know, wants him to be one. Munchausen by proxy. But not, you know, not really, but yeah. Hypochondria by proxy. So so I'm like, I don't know, I feel like this is like legitimately like a thing for Jane Austen, because, like, several of her characters in different books are, like, hypochondriacs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder, like, how, like, prevalent that was, or, like, you know.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I had a grandmother who was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good question. That's funny. I didn't think about it. You gotta have all types.
Right.
It was, so, when they were at the party,
mm-hmm.
and she met Susan.
Oh, God, yes.
I was like, oh, please don't let this be Eliza. Because I was like, that would have been too cliche.
That would have been so fucking awkward.
Because I was like, this is Eliza, and then it's not. I was like,
Thank God. Yeah.
But it was, because I was like, we're going to meet Eliza, but I was like, don't make this person.
That would have been
and
so
as soon
awkward.
As they were like, oh my God, you know who she is? And I was like, she's either the princess or she's, like, involved with the prince. And sure enough, I was right. I was like, I am good. No, it's like, it's incredibly predictable.
Right.
But it's still, although they're moving a lot faster than I would have thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe because they weren't sure if it would get picked up, so they want to give you something.
I don't even know what the, like, ratings look like, or how ratings, like, work in ITV land.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm like, I wonder if it's doing really well enough to, like, I mean, I know that it's doing well, like, on the Twitter and on the,
social media-wise. If
so.
It is, and it hasn't even aired on PBS yet, because it's airing on PBS here, right?
Yeah, it'll be in PBS next year,
yeah. Yeah, I think they were up there. I would assume that it must be. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have huge ratings. I mean, ITV is obviously commercial supported, so it does need some.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think, like, what's it called? Discovery of Witches is Sky TV? Sky?
Yeah, Sky.
And they are all, they're cable channels, so they're also ad supported.
Mm-hmm.
And it was renewed based on the UK ratings, and I was like, they weren't that great.
Oh.
But then it did really well here, too, so.
Yeah. I feel like it'll definitely do well when it comes to PBS as well, but so far, like, people are really, you know, having a good time.
I mean, people like Theo James. Like,
yeah, that's
he
true.
Is pretty, love but he's just not as pretty as the guy who plays Stringer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Poor guy that plays Stringer, whatever his name may be.
I finally was just like, yeah, but he's not as pretty. To Matt. I was like, I'm sorry.
What did Matt say?
He just laughed. And I was like, it's true, though.
Maybe season two Stringer will find his own lady. He'll end up with Eliza.
Who is obviously not giving up, though.
No, of course not.
She's not going away.
Although, I was so, when she was like, I've waited for you, I was like, you bitch, you married someone else for money, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you didn't wait for anybody, what are you talking about?
How are you waiting? thing.
You ditched the guy. I was really glad when Arthur was like, I don't know if I could trust her. Yeah. I was like, thank you, somebody. Right. I was like, when did we think he was going to be the smartest brother? Like, but he is. Because, yeah. Yes, that's like, exactly no, what somebody you. Needed to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But no, like, the thing, like, the most contrived thing I think that happened was, in fact, Charlotte, like, literally spilling not just her entire life story to this lady, Susan, but also Georgiana's. I was like, why are you telling her Georgiana's business?
I know! What? I was like, she's gonna be the talk of the freaking town! Nobody keeps anything secret! Yeah. You're gonna ruin her by telling people this! Yeah. At least she does, like, acknowledge, she's like, I... just stop, like, she says, I don't remember what she says, but she basically acknowledges that she doesn't shut up.
Right.
She's like, and then she tells, she's like, I shouldn't have said that, basically.
Yeah.
But it was like, what?
It's a good thing it's a nice lady who just wants her to get laid.
I know! It's a good thing it wasn't Eliza.
Right.
Oh my god, it'd be a mess.
That would have been horrible.
Yes.
So, yeah. But yeah, it's enjoyable so far. I'm liking it. And so far, it's one episode left of the season. But
do you think he's actually going to acknowledge that he has feelings for her? Or it's just like, hey, friend. You make me a better person. Friend.
That would be horrible. I would die. But it's possible. Because they have to do something right to keep it for...
It's hard. Because it's like, how much... Like, is that as much as you wanted to give us to be like, well, if we get canceled, at least we hinted that it was going to go there? Or... No, we have to string this along for a few years.
Maybe a kiss and then, like, cliffhanger. You know? Like, something happens that would tear them apart or whatever. Yeah. Maybe it'll be like that.
By the way, as soon as Clara walked away from Edward, I was like, and she's back in 6 months. Yeah. When she's showing.
Yes! Yep. Yes!
You know what's gonna happen!
I can't believe, like, Clara really turned out to be, like, a master manipulator.
They made it seem like she was gonna be Charlotte's best friend.
Yeah, nope, not
at all. Didn't see that coming.
I mean, like, and I'm not even, like, mad about it, aside from, like, trying to cut Esther out. I'm like, you should scheme with Esther, not with him. But not otherwise.
Wrong person.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
It's not like
but as soon as Esther walked in, I was like, and this is the part where she tells her everything, and like a phoenix, she rises from the ashes. They said, they did what?
Exactly. I love that. I was like, yeah, now she's gonna make some choices, get better just so she can have her vengeance.
I love that she doesn't just go back to, she was gonna leave it all to stand, and she's like, no, it's really going to, and I'm gonna make sure there's, like, copies of my will all over the country.
Right, right.
It's like, no, neither one of you get it, now Esther gets it all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's silly, but obviously I do, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because it's like, you are immersed in it, and then you don't have to really think about, you know, it's not like you're having a philosophical debate about it. It's just like, okay.
I did spend, when I was sick, it did put me in the, I want to watch all the Austin phase. So I was like, I watched the latest Sense and Sensibility that was done by the BBC.
Oh, okay.
It's on Amazon Prime. And then, what else? I started to watch something else, I can't remember. And then I watched, I think it's from the late 90s or the early aughts, but I think it's the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Lorna Doone.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've actually only seen two episodes of it, but it's just so funny because, like, I'm like, oh my god, look at all the babies. Like, Aiden, Glenn's in it. And, what's it called? Oh, now I'm going to blank on everybody. Anton Lesser's in it.
Wow.
And, Richard Coyle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, they're all babies. And then random uncredited James McAvoy cameo.
Wow.
And I was like, holy crap, he looks so Scottish.
So Scottish.
Because he's like, he's so young and he's like freckles.
Oh.
He's so, I was like, oh my god, you
where
look
do
so
you fun. Where do you watch that?
It's on Amazon Prime as well.
Amazon Prime as well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was so like, funny. Oh my god, look at the baby. And what's her face who played the Mary's maid on Downton Abbey.
Oh yes.
So she and McAvoy have a thing.
Oh cute.
They're,
okay, yeah, that's
it's
fun.
It's totally
Anna Froggatt, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Something Froggatt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is Anna. Yeah. No, yeah. It's totally melodramatic and over the top because, like, of that period of British dramas.
Right.
And it takes place in, what, the 16th century? And, like, it's...
Joanne Froggatt.
Joanne, there we go. So it was close. There was an Anne.
Yes, there is an Anne in there.
Anyway. But, yeah, so it's totally, totally fucking cheesy, but it's really, really fun.
Huh.
And silly. And, yeah, and there's one point, where it's the three generations, and it's, what's his face? The former, the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Sam's mentor.
Oh, Aemon Targaryen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aemon Targaryen. It's him, And then Anton Lesser, who was, who he's on, what's it called? On Endeavor.
Okay.
But he's all, he was also, what's it called?
Oh my god.
<It's> terrible. I'm gonna break.
This is so difficult.
It's like charades.
It is.
Except that not.
I will just say that I too have been, going through my Jane Austen, you know, experience, re-experiencing the world of Jane Austen, because I started with, let me read these, like, completed versions of Sandton after, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to, you know, let's reread all of Jane Austen's work. So I read Lady Susan, and then I had to watch Love and Friendship, and which is the adaptation of Lady Susan with Kate Beckinsale. And that's, like, one of, like, Austen's juvenilia. So, like, that one, like, it's, like, women, like actually legit. Yeah, she's, like, legit having affairs and, like, seducing younger men.
Oh, my God,
and, like,
I want to watch that.
Abusing her daughter. Like, it's, like, wild. I mean, it's not really wild. It's Jane Austen-level wild, but definitely more than has ever happened in her other novels when she was an adult. And so then, you know, and I read Sense and Sensibility, and then I watched the Emma Thompson version. Read whatever comes after that. Persuasion. Ugh, I love Persuasion so much. It's, like the most romantic one.
The one with Killian...
Oh, no, I haven't, you know what, Kieran I haven't Hines, seen that one. Kieran I didn't Hines. Know where to find the Kieran Hines one. So, I read the book, and then I watched the one with Sally Hawkins. Which is also, like, it's just, like, a movie length. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, okay, fine. Oh, and then, of course, Northanger Abbey. Then I watched the one with Felicity Jones. And now I'm on...
I watched that recently,
yeah,
too.
Now I'm on Mansfield Park, but it's so hard to get through Mansfield Park because... I mean, like, most people, like, think Fanny Price is a drip and they don't like her. Whereas I'm like, I relate to Fanny Price so much. But also, like... I don't know if you've, have you seen Mansfield Park or
which
read,
one?
Or, but you've
there's
seen
the movie and then there's the Billy Piper, are the two I've seen.
Okay, but you, so you know the story.
Yes. Oh, seen, I've read
story.
All the books.
Yeah, you've read the book, so you know the story. So, like, the part where, you know, Henry Crowver wants to be with Annie, mm-hmm. with Fanny, and then Fanny's, like, saying no, and then her family's like, we're so disappointed in you. I'm like, I can't do it. It's so painful. Exactly.
It is so, it's like, it's so why painful. Are you being so mean to her?
Just let her say no. So yeah, it's really
he's hard. Not a good person.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's like, because of the, like, you know, like, oh, he's really charming, and, like, he's funny, and, like, whatever, but it's like, you know, we already saw him, like, not hook up with, but, you know, flirt with both cousins and make the sisters upset at each other and whatever. So you're like, clearly.
We already know he's a
douche. A douche nozzle. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anton Lester was Master Qyburn.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! I didn't realize that.
And then Aidan Gillen.
Oh, wow.
So there was, like, the three dinner. I was like, it's Game of Thrones reunion!
That's awesome!
Yeah. So, it's totally cheesy. Mm-hmm. But I like it. I had never... I had never watched before. So that's new. What else did I watch? I watched Little Dorrit. Which was hard because I'm like, I'm not a huge Dickens fan.
Right.
Dickens is just a little bit too...
I've only read like two Dickens books in my life.
I've tried, mm-hmm. and I've tried to watch many of his series, yeah. and I'm like, Christmas Carol is the only one that's funny. It's just not me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, he got paid by the word, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you feel that.
Yeah. What's funny, when we were watching Sanderson, the part where they were in London and they're trying to find Georgiana from the last episode, Matt was like, when did this become a Dickens novel? But he also said, he's like, I'm really upset with the production quality on this show because, like, they couldn't make it look like they just went to modern London.
Yeah, oh, that's true, they didn't even try.
And then he turned to me waiting for me to say something, and I was like, no, I'm like, London, parts of London are trash. Still. But anyway, but yeah, I discovered that I really am going to have to figure out, like, money to get a Bravebox or Acorn subscription. Because there's so many of them that I wanted to watch that I'm like, they're not on here because they're on Bravebox. And, like, I should support them, but I just don't have money.
Right.
I want to support them, I just don't have money.
I feel that too. I would love to get Bravebox, but hello.
I almost did it recently, and Matt was like, we don't have the money. I'm like, you're right.
I
wish we did. Sick, and I want to watch my period dramas. Which... Why isn't there just a category on Netflix or Amazon Prime that's just period dramas? They're like, here's all the period... Like, right. No, I don't want just dramas. I want period dramas. There is a difference.
Right. I want the specific...
And then so many of the ones, I was like, oh, I haven't seen that. I'll try that. And I was like, oh, it's not actually English. And I'm like, I would love to watch it eventually, but when I'm sick, I'm going to be falling in and out of sleep.
Right, that's true.
So I'm like, I need it to be something I understand. The Spanish I could maybe do, but I'm like, eh. I dream in English, so I'm going to be going with the English now.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable. The other TV is the DC TV.
Which you still watch that I don't.
I watch that you do not. Has all come back. Well, except for Arrow. Arrow's not back yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Does it not come back until...
Next. It's just next
week. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it'll be back very, very soon.
Okay.
But...
Not that you're excited.
Not that I'm... I mean, I'm excited. Excited. I just, like, want to know how they're going to do the final season and how it's going to tie into Crisis. Because, like, so far, it seems like Arrow and Flash are the two shows that are really going to tie into Crisis beforehand.
Okay.
Obviously, Batwoman, it's like, they have to get her started to begin with.
Yeah.
So, she's not going to be like, hey, Crisis time! Until they're like, hey, Crisis time. And then, weirdly, Supergirl... Based on the first episode, at least, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a connection to Crisis until, you know.
Until it happens.
Yeah, until it happens.
And then they'll forget.
And then they'll forget. Because, like, and so that's a little bit, like, iffy because Supergirl is such an important part of Crisis in the comic. Okay. And obviously they're not going to do it like the comic because they don't even have most of the characters from, you know, they have different characters altogether.
Yeah.
So it can't really be the same. But I would expect her to be a larger role in Crisis than she has been up to now in crossovers. Because I feel like she often gets... She and Barry both get the short end of the stick. But especially her, because, like, she'll literally get benched. Just be like, okay, Supergirl, you're done for now.
You're too powerful, go away.
Right, exactly. So, hopefully that's not the case this time. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But, Flash, you know, we got a new showrunner. So it started off, I think, very different feeling, which is good.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's going to be doing, or they're going to be doing graphic novels, as he calls them. So it's like one complete story in the first 8 episodes. The villain will be defeated, or whatever, by episode 8. And then it'll be Crisis. And then it'll be a totally different story in the back half. Or, you know, connected, but it's a new villain, a new problem. So I'm like, I like that, obviously. And so the first episode has already, like, we met our villain, who is... The dude from Heroes, Sendhil Ramamurthy. Yes. You know, we met him, and there was no subterfuge about his identity, which, you know, they love to do for half the season. Like, oh, I wonder who this person is. Ha ha, this person. So they're like, hello, this is me. This is my clan. This is why I want to do it. And now I'm going to origin story myself. All in the first episode.
That's nice. Because yeah. I did see a friend of mine who, like, posted on Facebook something like, oh, I... like, how long is it going to take before, you know, is he Caitlin's friend?
He's Caitlin's friend, of course, yeah.
And it was like, oh, how long is it going to take before he becomes the bad, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I'm a bad person.
Okay.
She thought it would be a few episodes.
Right. I like that he was like, this is my plan. Isn't it great? And Caitlin's like, no, that's not a great plan. And then, he's like, well, I'm going to do it anyway, bitch. So...
So I was like, I can.
Okay. And also, like, Iris, you know, got to have lots of perspective. They played the Flash Gordon song during one of the big Flash moments. I was like, okay. So, that's good. Oh, yeah. And also, they finally ate black people food at a cookout, which has never happened before. So it's like, oh, Grandma Esther's noodles. And everyone's been like, Grandma Esther would not make noodles. Please stop this. And finally... So I was like, okay, so all is well in Flashland so far. It's only been one episode.
Okay.
Supergirl also started off really good, really strong, except that, like, I was so they fooled me because so Kara, you know, Lena found out Kara is Supergirl.
Yeah.
So she was like, betrayal. And she was like getting ready to, like, fucking out Kara's identity, like, in the national news.
Wow.
Yeah, she also, like, sold Catco to someone who wanted to basically turn it into, like, you know, a site for clicks, like, a blogging, you know, extraordinaire, and, yeah, like, ousted James as editor-in-chief. And I was like, you are petty! You are so petty!
Yeah,
and then finally Kara confessed before she could out her. So then she was like, oh, okay. I feel so great, I forgive you, but we have to be partners now, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad they resolved this in one episode. This is so great.
No.
Lies! She's actually just, like, using Kara. Like, she's like, no, I'm going to have my enemy close or whatever, and then I'll do whatever. And I only trust technology now and not people. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'm really upset. I'm really upset about this.
What a fake out.
That sucks. It was a horrible fake. I mean, it was good, but I'm also like, I don't know what we're going to do about, like, how close Lena can get to the, you know, edge before we can't pull her back.
Sad times.
And I feel like people aren't really, like, talking about, like, she did kill Lex last season, which, like, of course, it's like, he's horrible and he, like, was an abusive.
But it's still murder.
Yeah, it's still, like, yeah, she, like, it wasn't like he was trying to kill her. She just killed him, you know? Yeah. And he is her brother. So I'm like, this is, like, a really big thing, but I guess we're just not gonna.
Everybody forgot.
Yeah, it's not fine. Even, like, it's not even, like.
It was Lex.
They had talked about it in the show, because, like, I'm sure she covered it up. She didn't say, like, I killed Lex, you know? Like, you probably don't know. Mm. But, like, in the fandom, no one's like, wow, Lena should really go get the therapy because she killed her brother. They're like, ah. Yeah. Anyway.
No, that's kind of bad.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a bad thing. Whew. And then Batwoman.
Yeah. Matt went to bed really, like, he's been on a weird schedule because the Rugby World Cup is happening in Japan, mm-hmm. so, like, he's sleeping weird hours.
Oh, okay.
And he went to bed, like, super early that day, and I was like, oh, I think he forgot that Batwoman was on, and I looked, and then sure enough, he wasn't recording it, and so I recorded it, and he was like, oh, I saw you recorded Batwoman the next day. He said, and I was like, yeah, and he's like, did you want to watch it? And I was like, I thought you would want to, and you just forgot. And he was like, I actually wasn't going to, but I guess I'll give it an episode. And he watched it that day, and he was like, wow. He's like, she can't act.
That's the thing. Like, it has potential, but she's really bad. Like, they can't have done an audition for her. They just picked the first famous lesbian name they could think of.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it shows. Like, she has, like, the opposite problem. Like, you know, Danielle Panabaker, it's like, she can't help but make the weirdest face when she's expressing emotions.
Yeah.
But, like, Ruby Rose doesn't know how to make faces.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
She has the one face.
There is no expression. Yeah. Yeah. Matt said that, too. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well.
She's not good. Yeah.
So that's really bad. I mean, the writing was also, like, subpar. Like, it's just, like, a little bit, like, it's, like, a bit of a slog to get through. I think the second time around when I watched it, because I was also live tweeting, was better. Then when I watched it at the STCC and I just, like, wanted to go to bed, I was like, I just want to fall asleep because this is so boring. But so it's, like, a little bit better. I see ways that they can improve on it, but I don't know how they're going to improve on her because she's, like, worse than Stephen Amell ever was. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It, basically, everybody I know who, like,
mm-hmm.
does any kind of entertainment stuff is like, oh no, it's going to get canceled. They, like, nobody thinks it's going to last.
And oh,
like,
really?
This is the CW who don't cancel anything. Yeah. They're like, no, this show is not going to last.
Now, do they think it's not going to last just because, like, they'll know the quality is bad or what? Because it started at 0.5. So, I mean, it's possible that it'll just go down because people are, like, realize it's garbage. But.
I think just, like, everything, like, it seems like everything's against the show. They kept canceling interviews, like, all the time. At least now we kind of know.
Yeah, Ruby had part of it injury. Because she had
But it's like. It kind of feels like that's going to be the excuse to be like, okay, she just can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And they're just, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean,
But then it's the hard part is, because it is a lesbian character, like, it is going to be really freaking hard to do that and not have it look bad.
Right. I mean, yeah.
But
I mean, if they had stopped pushing that narrative when they already have Anissa to begin with on Black Lightning, who is definitely, like, the female lead of Black Lightning, and that has constantly been ignored and erased in the promotions for Batwoman, so they could be like, our first lesbian superhero! Lies. Lies! But, you know. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how the ratings do. But, that being said, Black Lightning also started, and I really liked the start of season 3 of Black Lightning. Like, season 2, I was, like, not feeling it that much, because I was, like, tired of Tobias, and there is, like, too much of, like, the family separated, except now in season 3, they're literally separated, because, like, Jefferson and Lynn are, like, confined in this, like, lab, while Anissa and Jennifer are defending themselves, but that's, like, the plot where they are, you know, and then they're trying to get back together, which I like. Okay. So I'm like, okay, cool. And also just, like, a new origin but a new source of villainy, if you will. It's because Tobias is currently in jail. So I'm like, alright, perfect. A new start. So that's good. So far, everything good? And then there's that one. We shall see.
That's the only hard part is, like, they've been doing such a good job of, like, representation and trying to expand that, but it's like, yeah, but you have to do good, like, just representation for representation's sake doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like they did with that
one. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, someone who's better at writing. Because it's like, there's just so many lines in Batwoman that are just, like, so clunky, like, so unnecessary, right? Like, when she's like, oh, the suit will be perfect when it fits a woman. When I was like, it's Batman's suit. It shouldn't fit a woman. It should fit Batman. You should have been like, it'll be perfect like, or I need a suit that fits me, right? Yeah. No, like, not just take the suit and make it mine. Like, clearly, this man, who is basically Cisco slash Felicity slash Curtis, can just make you a new suit in 2 seconds. Let's not even pretend, yeah. Right? Just be like, I need a suit that fits me. And then done. You know, it's like the same thing. Okay. And then, yeah, just like, I don't know, there's just, the stakes are just so low in Batwoman. Like, she's doing this, like, crazy, like, life and death training sessions with, of course, like, shaman type people from all over the world. And it's just so that she can, like, have an entry level position in her dad's private security firm. And I was like, really? Really? Do you really think that was necessary? And of course, the reason why her dad wouldn't give it to her, like, let her work there, is because he just doesn't want her to die, which I could have told you from the beginning. Like, you know, like, oh, why does my father think I'm not good enough? Probably because you're the only family member he has left.
And he's like, he wants to protect you. Exactly. It's not a bad thing.
Exactly. Actually, he's not even the only family member because, you know, he remarried and he has a stepdaughter. So when he was like, you're the only family I have, I was like, what are the rest of your family, chopped liver? But he's the only, you know, family that he has left of the people that died in the beginning. Anyway. So yeah. It's just...
Yeah, I was gonna maybe, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't going to, because everybody said it was so bad after Comic-Con, and it was like, why am I even gonna try then?
You know what?
Because I watched the crossover last year, and I was the one who was like, she's terrible, why is anybody, I watch Orange is the New Black, everybody was obsessed with her on that, and I was like, because she's hot? Like, otherwise, why?
I don't even remember her personality in Orange is the New Black, just what she looked like.
Yeah,
she was just there.
I don't remember her character, like, exactly. Much. I just remember her face. I watched it after everybody else did and was like, oh my god, Ruby Rose, and I was like, but she's pretty, that's all I got. Right. That's all I got for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But the big improvement from SDCC and now was the addition of Rachel Maddow's voiceover, because Rachel Maddow is playing Vesper Fairchild. Yes.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I heard her voice, I was like, oh, what's this? And, like, you know, just, like, the monologue she had was fun, and it was, like, over a montage of, like, people getting excited about Batman again, and, like, them turning back on the Batman symbol or whatever. And I was like, this is the best part of the whole episode.
It's the end.
Yeah, the end. Yeah. Every episode should just be Rachel Maddow narrating the events of Batwoman.
Okay. I might watch that show, right?
You know, just the Rachel Maddow talk show. Featuring Batwoman. That would be great.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will watch the crossover.
Yeah.
Because I did watch last year, and that was cool. You know.
Yeah.
I, like, understood enough of what was going on. Right. Most of it, they make it pretty open. Like, yeah. You just kind of get it.
And at the very least, it's just going to be fun to see them try to do Crisis. You know?
And like, all
no
peoples.
One else is going to be adapting Crisis. So. Yeah,
all the people's coming in.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's just fun. All those cameos.
Every time they're like, and this person, I was like, oh my god.
Seriously.
How are you going to service all these people? Which is why I don't blame Michael Rowe's mom for being like, no thanks. No.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, like, like, I totally understand him being like, no, but, like, the way he, like, said it made it seem like it was just, like, an offense to him. I was like, I'm sure it's like that for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's like, come in for a couple seconds, you're gonna be on this earth that gets destroyed. Or you're gonna, like, be called in by Pariah, or whatever, you know? Like, of course. It's not a...
You aren't the focus of the series.
Yeah.
So, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
And they already have a Lex Luthor on theirs, in their world, too, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. We shall see.
Yeah. All right. So, time for some reviews.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, in the last weekish or so, I have watched Gemini Man and Jojo Rabbit. So, Gemini Man was, you know, Ang Lee's latest film starring two Will Smiths, not just one.
Why have one when you can have two?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, the big thing about, like, it's, I guess it's like the first digital human lead character, maybe? Maybe it's not the first. I don't know. But it is like digitally 100% created. So Will Smith acted out with mocap and then they redid the whole thing digitally.
So they didn't just use the anti-aging.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't de-age him. It is like a whole new recreation.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
So, it's, and, of course, it's a film about cloning. So, as one would expect, it, I think, introduces or at least inspires conversations about whether or not cloning is ethical. I think it kind of, my issue with the film, Not that, like, I didn't have a problem with the film. Like, it was fine. It was an enjoyable movie. I just don't think it was particularly revolutionary. Mm. And the script has been around for 22 years, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it got rewrites, mm-hmm. you know, because 22 years.
Updated yeah. a little bit.
From David Benioff. And
uh-oh.
Another person who I'm sure is a great person. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, other person. But I saw David Benioff's name in the credits and I was like, oh. But, and so it just still feels kind of basic, you know? It's like, it doesn't really introduce like new thoughts or new arguments or any, you know, it's just like, is cloning good or bad? Well, this bad guy says it's good, but the good guys say it's bad.
Like, and we're not going to give you any kind of right. a real idea. It's just yeah. movie.
Right. Like, and Clive Owen, I thought, did really well as bad guy. Mm-hmm. Clay Veris is his name. And his dynamic with Junior, who was young Will Smith, was also really interesting. Because it's like, oh, he created him, but also he loves him. You know, he loves him, but like he created him for an evil purpose. But... maybe he's like a father to him, but maybe he's also like a master, you know? Like, so you're like, what yeah. does it mean? So, like, that was really interesting. And, of course, Will is just great, period. So, yeah. It's like, it is cool to see him act as, like, his 20-year-old self, and then also his 51-year-old self, and not looking 51 at all. Like, Clive Owen, I think he's
51?
He's 51. Wow. I think Clive Owen is, like, 4 years older than him, and I'm like, he looks a full decade older. Which is not to say that Clive Owen looks old for his age, because Clive Owen looks like a nice 50, right? He looks a little younger than he is, but Will Smith's out here looking like maybe 40. So, yeah. And in fact, what I thought was funny is that they said that because Will Smith looked so young, they actually had to age his regular self. So both of them were a little bit altered. Well, one was a lot altered because it was just digital, and then even his regular one was altered. So I thought that was hilarious. But it is, like, they're really focusing on, like, the technical aspect of having a digital human and, like, how cool it is to basically see two Will Smiths. But it's not, like, it's not perfect. So there are moments where it's, like, uncanny valley, or there are moments where, you know, like, it just, like, seems off. Like, you can really, and now, especially because of the 100.
Why didn't they just de-age him?
Yeah, just de-age him, or just.
Because that technology exists, and it's really well done.
Right, it's improved, especially. Yeah. Since, yeah. I guess because they just wanted to be cutting edge, right? They wanted to be really cool. And so it looks like. It suffers technically from that because they didn't use the best possible choice, mm-hmm. I guess. And also because they used 120 frame rate, which, on the one hand, looks really cool when you've got, like, the chase sequence. Like, there's a chase scene in Cartagena that I love. That was, like, my favorite part of the whole movie, just because it was literally, like, you actually see them, like, trying to get out of the way of the people and, like, trying not to hit all the random cars, you know? I was like, wow, imagine actually doing a chase scene where you're not just exploding everything in your way. And also, like, the way that it's, like, shot in with the 120 frame rate, whatever that means, it like feels really smooth, right?
Okay.
But when you're looking at a digital creation or whatever, and like something happens, like it moves from like, or like it moves from Will to the stunt double, right? Like you can kind of tell that that's happening because it's so like,
yeah,
all of the frames. so like that also kind of like hurts it, and I'm sure it'll hurt it even more when you're not watching it in 3D or not watching it in IMAX or whatever. You know, I'm sure it'll look
because most of the like art theaters are not showing it.
Yeah,
the way it's intended to be,
exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if it's worth it, basically, like to shoot it that way or to use that technology just to say you did. But then again, because the story is kind of basic, maybe that is why you do that, so you can say those.
You
things.
Have to add something to it
because it's otherwise it's just another clone movie with two great performances by Will Smith. But yeah, he was great. I liked all the main characters, like Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character. I especially liked her character because it wasn't a damsel distress or love interest situation with Will Smith.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like,
that's refreshing.
Like, yeah, he will save her and then they will be in love. But it's just like, you know, they were just two people that were in this movie. And also Benedict Wong is awesome. I just love him.
So yeah,
he's just great. Yeah, he's just fun to see. And yeah. And have there. So yeah, so it's like a fun movie. Either I would say like if you're just gonna like watch it in 3D, then it's like very cool looking movie. Otherwise, just like, you know, if you're gonna like put it on your Plex one day when you're feeling sick, I'm sure it'll also be fine. It's not really like an in between. There's no in between, I would say.
Yeah.
That's my vote. Then Jojo Rabbit, Taika Waititi.
We love Taika.
We do love Taika. He is you know, a visionary director. So I had not.
Ang Lee's supposed to be a visionary director, well, yeah, too. But then he tries a little too hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like he's got some clunkers in there. He's got some great ones. He's got Life of Pi and Zippo.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Hmm. But so this one was like middle of the road, I would say. It's not the Hulk, but it's not Life of Pi either.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Jojo Rabbit, I had no idea what it was about, like, before the day that I went to go see it. I had not even heard of it. And so now.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of it.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I live in a bubble. I live in a little, like, under the rock. Under a rock. So, you know, it's like Third Reich satire. Yeah. 10-year-old boy finds a Jewish girl in his dead sister's bedroom wall and also imagines that Adolf Hitler is his best friend. So.
Because he's part of Hitler Youth.
Yeah, or he wants to be part of Hitler Youth. Yeah.
He's too young, but.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? When I read that, and I read the description, I was like, how can they make a movie of this? What is happening? But it really, like, it's really funny in the Taika humor way.
Yeah.
You know, of course. So you definitely can, like, feel his influence, and of course you see him playing Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
And what I love is that his Hitler is, like, it's not at all, like, what Adolf Hitler would be like. It's, yeah, like, I'm sure it's like what a 10-year-old might imagine that Adolf Hitler is like.
Yeah.
And as his perspective, JoJo's perspective changes, and, like, he learns stuff, so does Adolf change.
Oh, right? Okay.
Because he's now, like, incorporating information that he knows about him. So I thought that was really interesting. That was, like, one of my favorite parts. Another thing that was really interesting was Scarlett Johansson's character. I mean, when I saw Scarlett Johansson's name, I was like, but her character was really interesting. Because I just, like...
She plays the mom.
She's the mom, yeah. And, of course, the mom is the one... I don't know how much spoilers. But, yeah, she's the one that's hiding
the girl. That's in the trailer. Okay, okay.
The mom is the one that's hiding the girl in her, you know, child's bedroom wall. So, so, like, how did a woman who's so clearly, like, such a staunch rebel, part of the resistance, you know, raise a child who's, like, a Hitler fanatic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do we get here?
Yeah,
so
really.
That alone is interesting to ponder. But yeah, it's seriously, it's so, like, all the characters are obviously either fanatic buffoons, especially in the fact that it starts when the war is almost lost. Like,
okay.
So, like, a lot of, like, the characters that are in command, like, know they're gonna lose the war. And so, like, they make asides about how, like, this is all pointless because they're going to lose. But then they're still going ahead and teaching these kids, you know, indoctrinating these kids with this Hitler idea. So I'm like, so it's really interesting. And a lot of the laughs are, like, uncomfortable laughs. Like, let's say something wild, you know, and completely untrue about Jewish people. Like, obviously, everyone knows that Jewish people are like this. And it's like, the laugh is that, like, obviously they're not.
Yeah.
It's really awkward. I'm like, is this, should I laugh right now? It's more like, shock laugh. Shock laughter. But I really might... I'd
laugh at how stupid they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the whole thing is like... I was like, it can't
with
hurt.
This separation, you can... Although, considering, like, what just happened in Germany...
Yeah,
maybe not. But, yeah.
But it's like, I guess it can't hurt to remind everyone that Nazis are very
bad.
Stupid. Yeah. Very
and
bad
very,
and stupid people.
They are really stupid people.
Yeah. So, but, like, the girl, Elsa, the Jewish girl... She was great, and especially, like, I feel like she had such a hard role to play because she's, like, the one not ridiculous character in the entire thing, you know? I mean, obviously, Scarlett Johansson is presumably not ridiculous either, but she acts ridiculous with her son because I guess there's no other way to talk to him. So, but the only person who's, like, herself and has, like, a clear perspective the whole time is Elsa, which I thought was also really interesting, and she did a good job of not, like, ruining the tone of the movie while still being so clearly not part of it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really
interesting. What's wrong with these people?
Yeah. Also, Sam Rockwell and Alfie Allen are so fucking funny.
I've heard they're like the best part of the movie.
Yeah, as the just
I
like,
mean, Sam Rockwell just pretty much is anyway, but yeah.
But yeah, they're just like in the, you know, they're not really the background, but you know, like the leaders. Also, Rebel Wilson is like Rebel Wilson if Rebel Wilson was a Nazi. So, yeah, in that sense, she's also funny. But, like, because she's just, like, it's, like, literally the character from Pitch Perfect, but saying things that are, like, Heil Hitler, you know?
Okay.
So, I'm just like, okay.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed their interactions, and especially, like, I don't know, it also is, like, a situation where, like, you, like, I have many questions that I wish I could ask Taika Waititi or these characters, but I can't because it's not real and I don't know Taika Waititi. But
he goes to things. You probably yeah, run into I will, him
I'm going
to
yeah. be like, hey, let's talk about this the next time that I see him, because it's like Sam Rockwell's character. He's the one that like really knows like what's happening, and he even like at times it's like wants to help or does help people that are clearly not on the German side, and yet he's a commander for them. So I'm like, what is happening? Why are you like this? So I just have questions. Basically, I thought it was really, really good as a comedy and as just like a different take on World War II, right? Like just seeing it from a totally different perspective. But then like in terms of it being like a satire, like what does it have to say to me aside from Nazis are bad and stupid? I don't know. But it does not doesn't need to say more than that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, something that we could remember. We could stand to remember it
we
today.
We could all definitely stand to remember that today.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of people, because of the things that Todd Phillips said with the Joker where he was like, you can't, like, because of the Me Too movement and, like, being politically correct, you can't make comedy anymore. And a lot of people are like, Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what just are you
don't punch
about?
Down. Make fun of Nazis. Yeah. Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
And I think the comedy really works in it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I was laughing, like, the majority of the movie. Except for when I was, you know, like, no! Why did that happen? Otherwise, I was laughing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, like, there's one moment that I wanted, like, I just don't want to spoil it for you because it was so funny to me. But then I'm also like, I just want to talk about this moment. So it's, like, not plot relevant.
I don't know if we'll go see it.
Yeah.
I don't like, in theaters or not, you know, because okay. we don't go to the theater.
Okay. So I will... Basically, it's between Alfie Allen and Sam Rockwell, because again, that was like so funny. Okay, so basically, Alfie Allen brings in these like three men, and Sam Rockwell is like, I said I wanted war dogs, not actual German shepherds, because he had said, like, bring German shepherds, and he wanted actual German shepherds. And it was so funny. especially because, like, right after that, there was, like, this beat. I don't really, like, understand what's going on, and I was like, are they gay? Because, like, Alfie Allen's like, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I did that. And then, like, Sam Rockwell's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's very confusing. This is a stupid name for dogs. Don't worry. And they're, like, all, like, really close. And then Jojo comes in, and they're like, back up. So I was like, oh, is this what's happening? Is this a thing? Of course, it's, like, never mentioned again. Yeah. But I was like, so it was really funny. And then I was like, tell me more about this situation.
Like, I'm gonna ship it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna ship it. He's like, I'm sorry I yelled about the German shepherds. But anyway,
that's fun. Well, I'm glad you liked it because, yeah. like, where was it? Toronto that it tipped.
Oh film? Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard mixed things about it since then. So I'm like, but I really wanted to see.
I mean, I saw a couple people who were like, "Oh, it's like Wes Anderson in the Third Reich," which is like, yes, it is. But also, like, who actually doesn't like Wes Anderson movies? Liars.
I mean, come on,
liars. Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
So
they're crazy, but they're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
So Gemini Man opens this weekend.
Yes, Gemini Joe Man Robert. Is like you can see it now, and JoJo is next weekend.
Okay. Cool. And then also next weekend is Maleficent. Isn't
That's
it?
Right.
You can talk
the
about that
embargo.
Next week.
Yeah,
lifts. We can talk about it next week.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you for joining us for another Pop a la Carte. As always, you can find news, reviews, interviews, etc. on withanaccent.com. And follow us at With an Accent on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at With an Accent TV on YouTube, and the podcast is at Pop a la Carte Pod on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.